base at the bottom. Halacha Yud Beis. Koshe Nimi B'Mikdash. One is allowed to tie the strings of a harp, which come part of the base of Mikdash, l'lominium, not outside the base of Mikdash. In Mitchila, that's why there were already strings there and it broke. In Mitchila, but to tie a string the first time, Kamakan also, that's forbidden even in the base of Mikdash. Cholchin Yabel's Mikdash was allowed to cut off a wart in the base of Mikdash. It's not clear what we're cutting the wart off of. There are two choices. Either off the person, is a Kohen who has a wart, which is a mum, or it's a behemoth which has a wart, which is a mum by it. So it's not clear which one we're cutting off. From the Gemara, we're going to see that we're talking about the where the animal, not the animal, where the Kohen has a mum, not where the animal has a mum. I don't remember which one it was in the Bavli. I think you're probably right, because that's the way the Korban Eid explains the Mishnah here. So I think probably it wasn't the animal. So it's going to change here in the Gemara. Have a low medina, but not allowed to cut off a wart outside the base of Mikdash. Vim bikli, if you use a vessel, kamakan also, you can only use your hand or your teeth or something like that. You can't cut off the wart actually with an implement. So it says more, I'm Rabbi Yossi Barabun. Rabbi Yossi Barabun says, now here's a big typo, both Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and the Mashbiach change this. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barabun. The low Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, but rather not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tani we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Nima Sheba Kinor, if you have a string on the harp, Shenivsko, which became broken, because you tied it, Yena Mashmas is a call. It doesn't make a sound. So you're certainly not allowed to tie it on Shabbos because it's not going to do any good. It doesn't make a proper sound if it's tied. Somehow you have to, I don't know exactly what you're doing here. So you somehow pull the string so it goes up to the pegs. You know, harps have pegs which hold the strings in place. So somehow you pull it tighter so it goes up to the peg. And when it goes up to the peg, so then it works. But tying in the middle does absolutely no good. So there's no point in even bothering to tie in the middle. You somehow put it up to the peg on top through a hole, and then you make a slip knot below. In other words, arm hole mission doesn't work according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Tan Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, HaKohanim Elavim B'Yisrael, the clay shear, Makedus HaKorban. All these components are necessary in the Korban. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. The Kohanim are the ones who do that, but Levim sing. Yisrael are in a maimed, right? They stand there. They're always Yisraelim present when the Kohanim are sacrificing korbanos. Uklei shir and the instruments are also all necessary in order to do a korban. Okay, Levim. Cholchim yabelas amikdash of lo medina. And got off a ward in the base on Mikdash, but not on the countryside. Tamati, we learned over there, Chatichas Yabalto, Ein Doichen, you can't cut off a ward in the base on Mikdash. V'ochat Amar Chayin, here you say you can. Says more, Rabbi Sim, Mishum, Mishum, Malevi, Sim, Shari, Barai, Pidos, Mishum, Kilkul, Payoso. So this is only about a case. There are a couple of different interpretations here. The Korban Eda tries to interpret it still that it's going on the animal. And that the Korban Tamid has, you already did the pious, the lottery, who's going to sacrifice the Korban Tamid? So if you don't follow through the Korban Tamid, the whole lottery is going to get messed up. So therefore, continue on and take off the wart. The Pnei Moshe and Reb Chaim Kanievsky and the Lieberman also say that it's not talking about the animal, it's talking about it's talking about the human being. And he already made the lottery, who's going to serve at the base HaMikdash on that day. And then you find that the one of the quantum you chose has a wart. So then you're allowed to cut off his wart. So before the lottery, you just pick another coin. But once the lottery has been done, so you're allowed to cut off the wart in order to keep the lottery intact. Because it's too much of a pain to make the lottery over again. Okay? So he says, in order not to ruin the lottery. I'm a Rabbi said Vahain. It's Rabbi somebody. So another case. Lieberman doesn't point this out, but here obviously whoever it was got left out. Because obviously Rabbi Danossi is not interpreting what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. So it's gotta be I'm a Rabbi somebody. I'm a Rabbi Vahain Shefisu. It's where they already did the pious, the lottery, so then to undermine it would be too problematic. Amar Hashem Elokish b'shem Levi Sichaya. Hashem Elokish is the name of Levi Sichaya. It should be Khan instead of Bain. Comedy friends, comedy friends. You can't cut off any wart. It's got to be a wart which is already flaky. It's already flaky. It's already not so moist. So it's already somewhat dead. It's dead skin. So there, you can peel it off, right? Rav Shimon ben Yochim said, "Kan belacha, kan beivesha." Depends if it's moist or if it's dry. Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina said, "Mar kan beyad, kan bekeli." Depends if it has. If they do it by hand or do it by implement. So all of them are trying to be miyashi when we cut off or when we don't cut off or because they're contradictory prices. So one is has to do with whether it's flaky, the other has to do with whether it's moist or dry, the other has to do with whether it is with the hand or with an implement. As you heard, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochim kibar kapora. So it's interesting, Rabbi Shimon Yochim's the dichotomy between moist and dry goes like. Bar Kapara, we'll see momentarily. Rabbi Yossi Chanina's dichotomy between hand and between implement is like Rabbi Yochanan. The time will call Mekalkalim Peturim. Any Mekalkalim Shabbos is exempt. Mekalkalim cannot be Chayiv Daraisa. Chutz, with the exception of Mavir, Mi Mavir, somebody who burns something, Vayis Chabura, and somebody who makes a wound. In both of those cases, Mavir and Vayis Chabura, you're chayiv even if you're mekalkel, because the nature of the activity is to be mekalkel. We're burning and making wood. Bakapor amar, even a step further. Afilu ainu tzorich ledam, ainu tzorich lefer. Even if the melacha is not at all positive, you don't need the blood. You don't need ashes. So you mean a melacha shein tzorich legufa. Once you're mekalkel, mekalkel is chayiv. Even if ain't a tzrich l'gufa, it's still chayiv. Okay? The two things follow. This is really a Bavli. The Bavli says the same thing. Same machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan Avu, no. Fushi etzorech l'dam olefer. Yeah, it's got to be tzrich l'gufa. True, mekalkel is chayiv. But it's got to be that you need the blood or you need the ashes. Now, lemaisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochim, who drew a dichotomy between moist and dry, he's like Bar Kapora, that it makes no difference how you make the chabura. The bottom line is that if you're making a chabura, you're chayiv. So if it's moist, if it's a moist wart, a viable wart, and you pull it off, it's a chabura, you're chayiv. So that's also the only time it's mutter is if it's a dry wart. But the Rabbi Shimon Yochim drew a dichotomy between between when you do it by hand or whether you do it by keli, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan that mekalkel b'chabura is only chayev when you do it when you do it for dam or for efer, when you do it for the proper purpose. So therefore here, how does it work? Right? Yeah, no, so it's like this, because even if I make a chabura even with my hand, I should still be chayev. Right? Why should it make a difference if I do it with my hand or if I do it with a keli? Lamaisa, it's a chabura. So what? If it's dry, I can say it's not a chabura because the water is ready as if it's no longer there. But if it's moist, so what difference does it make if it's with the hand or with the keli? Doesn't make any difference. So the answer must be that really, since ainot tzarich ladam, ainot tzarich leifer, it's not a chabura anyway. It's just that nevertheless, if you do it with a keli, it looks more like a chabura, and therefore he asks it. In other words, no matter what, since it's not tzorich ladam, not tzorich lefer, you can be that mitzuris, and then you can be mekel. And really, you could do it with a keli. Because the difference between keli and yad, but if you do it with your yad, it's still a chabura. The reason why a mekel must be based on the fact that I don't need the blood, I don't need the wart. I'm not harvesting anything. It's in a tzrich legufa. So that's why it's potter, and that's why we can draw the distinction between hand or kelim. Okay, Rabbi Rachab, Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kan v'kan belacha anan kaima." Based on along these lines, they gave a different interpretation of this contradiction, whether it's mut to take off the water or not. Both of them are moist warts. Vushe etzarach l'dam. When is it aser? It's aser when you need the blood, for whatever reason. So, and the heter is when you don't need the blood, and this is when you need the blood. Okay, so that's the difference between the two types of warts. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Kohen Shuloka Betzbo, a Kohen who got an affliction, a wound on his hand. Kerglov Gem, he's allowed to put a little piece of string in it, but Mikdash Avalo Medina, but not in the Medina. It seems like this actually does heal it somewhat. So therefore, outside the base on Mikdash, it's awesome. Imloti Dam, if it's in order to make a tourniquet, in order to get blood to come out, so then Kamakan also, because Loti Dam, we said it's Mamish also, right? Loti dam, it's to make a chabura. Loti dam is the major prohibition. So here, I take that back. Chabura loti dam would only be making a chabura here. The chabura is already there. It's here. It's an issur d'rabbanan. It's not an issur d'oraisa. To make the tourniquet, though, to take out the blood, is an issur d'oraisa, issur d'rabbanan, which they even ask in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, in the bit. He does say it's the Amalacha. Yeah, but that's not what the Korban Pnei Moshe says. Moshe says, "Imlo tzidam filu mita shosu deinz letzor chavoida." As much as the Rabban, if it was necessary for the avoda, we would allow it. So he goes, not necessary for the avoda that he bans it. So it sounds like I like Pnei Moshe better. Because it says here, osur, it doesn't say chayev, right? So it says, also it sounds like it's the Rabbanah, because the Chabur is already there. There's only the Rabbanah in order to get out the blood. And that's once the wound is already there. And that's why we would be matir based on Mikdash, if it would be necessary for the Avodah, because then we'd say, Inchbus by Mikdash. But since it's not necessary for the Avodah, so therefore we don't allow it. I like that better. Boski Melchor Gamri is bad, Kevish. You can toss salt, spread salt, on the ramp, Shushlo Yachli, in order not to slip off. Thank you. Umalami Bora Goyla, but Galga B'Shabbos. When it's allowed to use to fill up water only from the Bora Gola, which was one of the boros in the Beis HaMikdash, with a pulley on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to use a pulley in any other bor. Makes too much noise. They're noisy. Hashmas Kol. Yeah, that's according to the I forget who says because of Hashmas Kol. But the Bnei Moshe says a different reason. The Bnei Moshe actually says because if we allow you to do it. No, I'm wrong. Bnei Moshe says not because of Hashmas Kol. I got confused. Moshe says not because of Hashmas Kol, because Hashmas Kol is only if it's something which is actually like a song or has a tune to it, but not just screeching. So it's not because of the screech of the pulley, but rather because if we allow you to take up water with a pulley, then you might start irrigating your field. Because that's like uvda d'chol. Right? Taking up with a pulley is already work. So if you're working, you might come to work your field and irrigate your field. No, so that's why it's only mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. It's mutter to use the pulley in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside the Beis HaMikdash. What?
It's not the brisket view.
Of what? No, because we have a separate Yisra of Hashmos Kol. There are two levels of Hashmos Kol. The Hashmos Kol and Avshar Milsa. And Hashmos Kol is not also unless you're actually making the tomb. But Avshar Milsa is also regardless. It's a much lower level of Yisra D'Rabbana. And Avshar Milsa is what they ask for television because of. Yeah. Radio, television, all those things. Unnatural voices. It's a much, it's basically saying that Shmos Kol, but it's a much lower level of Isser. So it's, that's why you can play with it around the edges.
I remember specifically.
He said the Shmos Kol. Okay. Yeah. That's where Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm just from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's where he's right. Okay. we spoke about it a long time ago. We spoke about it during the Gulf War, because that's when they were matir to use radios on Shabbos. Because since Avshar Milsa is a very light issur derabbanan, so therefore you can bend the rules a little bit. Okay. Says Mara. We didn't finish Mishnah yet. Mibora gal godom ibera kar biyantav. A special heter to draw up waters from these two boroughs, the great bore and the cold bore. Aniyantav. These are specific boroughs with the whereabouts which were known to them. The Gemara is going to discuss why these. Yudav Rebbe said, Amar lo shono el germi. That which in the mikdash you can put a little rope. Around your wound, it's only a gemi, only a little piece of hemp or rope, whatever it is. But use a belt. Nigon is like a gauze belt of some sort. That's awesome. Why? Because you're wearing extra beged. Because this little belt is an extra beged. And you know, you have five begadim instead of four. Siren Maymite, because he wants to say, Yitzur begodim, kechitzur begodim. Having too many clothes is having too little clothes, and a coin may not serve with too many clothes. Rabbi Yaakov bar Achim b'shem Rabbi Yasser, the Rabbi says, to Rabbi Chanina, no, well, there's another interpretation according to Rabbi Chanina. To Am Rabbi Chanina said, uvachal yochutz beinu lebein beged, you're not allowed to wear another garment in the Beis HaMikdash. But it can't be a chatzitza between you and the Big Day Kahuna. Or lo ben beged beged, not between one beged and another beged, where there's an overlap between the two begadim. What? Right. Adait Rabbi Chanina ezel yisur begadim. According to Rabbi Chanina, when do you transgress yisur begadim? Only shtei kutanos if you have two hats, two shirts. Shtei mitznavas, two hats. Shtei mitlasayim, two pairs of pants, or shnei evnetim, or two belts. But if you have an extra little belt around your finger, not the avnate, but a little belt, that's not a problem. The other type, that would be a problem, is if it's mam el chatzitza. So we have machlokas here. According to Rabbi Yaakov, according to Yehuda bar Rebbe, Yusuf Bukhari was whenever you have extra clothing of any sort. According to Rabbi Chanina, it's only if that extra clothing comes between your regular, your big day kuna, and your flesh, or between two sets of big day kuna. The only time you have true Yisur Begadim according to Rabbi Chanina is where you put on another one of the Big Day Kuna Mamish. Okay, another one of those that's superfluous. No, that would be also, that's also because of Chatzitza. Chatzitza between, not between his body and his clothing, but between his body and the korban, the same idea. Okay. Coin shloga b'etzbav a korchel of avnate of a coin hurt his finger and he put it as avnate. So kol shame avnate posel or ain't a posel malbush. Is there anything which is called an avnate which is posel or anything which is the like the malbush, the actual avnate that wore in the Beis HaMikdash? In other words, sometimes you have a gartel, it's called an avnate, right? Is that aser, even though it's not the same avnate they wore in the Beis HaMikdash? Or is it dafki if took the same avnate? Now, of course, it's the only question according to Rabbi Chanina. According to Rabbi Chanina, when he said, Yisur Begadim is another garment like those that wore in the Beis HaMikdash, is it mamish the same garment, or even one which is similar? And the Yushalmi, of course, would never answer a question like that. Says Yushalmi further. I give you an A for creativity. I understand what you're saying. I don't know. I didn't see anybody say that. But I don't believe there's any amnate that's good. Because you need to have an amnate around your waist. I can't rule out me that you can be slave. A Kohen Gadol basically means to say, okay, I want to do a amnate with the amnate around my nose. I want to wear it like a necklace, a funky amnate. Again, I don't think so. So that's why I wouldn't interpret the Gemara like that. gonna have them. They're gonna have nose rings. Tani, we learned. Marlin v'dubti was allowed to use the dubti on Shabbos Gemara's going to explain what that is admitted. That should mean matifin by rock going to drip in that rock. Gemara will explain that as well. We'll call it for a sick person on Shabbos. Marlin v'dubti that dubit that mashtemicha. The mashtemicha, which in English is a siphon. Allowed to use a siphon on Shabbos. Everybody know how a siphon works? I've never actually seen one in action. But, yeah. That's just a straw, isn't it? That's just a straw. But he doesn't actually swallow it. Okay. I'm faded that in all my dafyomis, people bring riots from movies. That's right. The TV by Iraq, what's that? It's the boy Maymar Orura. Some say it's an alarm clock. It's the boy Maymar Kuknisa. It's a sleep machine. It's the same idea, though. What you have is you have a shower head, which means like you have pinholes in a vessel, and you let the water run through those pinholes. And as an alarm clock, you let it run on a flat pan of metal, so it makes a loud noise, relatively loud noise. Not a, you know, like a gong, but it makes loud noise. If you want it to fall asleep, you have it run on chimes. So the chimes make a smooth, soothing sound so you can fall asleep. So these are water-powered alarm clocks and water-powered sleep machines, and you're allowed to do that for a sick person, even though it's a shmosko. Right, or Avsha Milsa, but for a person who's sick, so you can be matur. Okay? Chatzu Shiordabog Gshamim. I don't know why all these halachos are put in together, but Chatzu Shiordabog Gshamim. A courtyard which there was it rained. Voya Beis Avo Beis Mishnah, and there's a Avel's house which people want to visit, or a chas which people want to visit. I raise a Noitel Esa, big mistake here, it should be Tevin. Everybody changes this. And you take the Tevin, the straw, Umorid, and you scatter it on the ground. Doesn't look like boneh? No, because it's tevin. It would be stones, of course you could put it on the ground because it looks like you're building a walkway or something. But straw, everybody knows you're going to take away after Shabbos, give to your animal to eat. So if it doesn't look like leaving it permanently, so that's okay. Just should scatter on Shabbos the same way you scatter it on a weekday. Tani, we learned. Aim and mali by dosha b'Shabbos. You can't fill up water with an adosha on Shabbos. Now, what an adosha is a major malchokas. Kormian says it's the scales. I don't know if scales fits into here. The Bnei Moshe says it's a large vessel. And he says you can't use a large vessel to fill up water on Shabbos because you might come to water your fields, right? So even an adosha you cannot use. Unless im kechosa chevel or mashiach matir. If you're doing it because you don't want to use a small bucket, because a small bucket, you take it up and down, it's going to put a strain on the rope or on the string, which holds the bucket, so then it's worth to use a large bucket and just do it in one shot. But otherwise, it's also to use a large bucket. Now, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, I don't know where he gets this from, it's very difficult, but he says that dosha is actually a pulley. And this Gemara is allowing you to use a pulley if you're using a pulley in order to diminish the strain on the rope or the string. It's a shocking concept. Because with a Mishnah Aser, it's a pulley except in the Beis HaMikdash. But he touches up Adosha as being a pulley, and therefore he allows a pulley under these circumstances. Okay? Memalim Yibor HaGoyla B'Galga B'Shabbos. When it's allowed, as we mentioned, Mishnah to fill up from the Bor HaGoyla and with a pulley on Shabbos, Miboragolim, Miborakar, Biyotif, and from the Boragolim, Borakar, and Yotif. Nibnei, Ma, Malim, Miborakar, Bakalga, Biyotif. Why'd you hop onto this? Ella, it's a special thing. The Shosh, Olu Yisrael, Minagolim, when the Jews came up with Ezra from the Golus, Chor Eloisa Bear, they stayed by this bear, the Bear Akar, and the other one also, whatever it was called. The Boragolim, right? So as a covet for this board, they made a takana. You can use it forever and ever on Yotif. It's a special dispensation for the covers of the Be'er by which they camped when they came up to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's a special cover. Lo kol Be'er Sakari Tiru. Not all cold wells. Elo Oisa Be'er Shechonu Le'Bivad. Only that one where they camped. Says Marech Mado Tamar Tamon. Just like you say over there by Pasi Biros. Mashuto Uto. Where Pasi Biros allowed only Boros on the highway for Ole Regoli. Even though they should work everywhere, they're only mutter over there. So to call mashuter uter, only the ones which they said are mutter, not any other ones. Okay? Only those specific ones that they can't on the way. All right, last Mishnah in the Masecht. Sheret shenim tzov ha-mikdosh. A sheret, just a minute. If you find this is the most difficult Masecht in Yerushalmi, I'm asking again. I don't understand Lieberman. Maybe never learned Zeroy. Seem quite easy, relatively speaking. Sheretz shenim tzov ha-mikdosh. You have a sheretz which is found in the base of mikdosh. Kohen motzio ben yonos. So the kohen takes on his belt. Now the belt will become tamei, but will he become tamei? Cotton wool. Why? Why not? Because what's a sheretz?
Sheretz is going to be...
And the kekeli is a... And a rishon doesn't make an odom a sheni. It only makes ochel a sheni, right? So the person will not become tummy, only his belt will become tummy. But you do that, shlo hash, shlo lishos satum, in order not to leave tumah lying around. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, no, don't use your belt because you make your belt tummy. It's fashionates that special wooden tongs. Shlohar b'sutum in order not to make too many things tummy because the wooden tongs don't become tummy. Me'echa motzir yosof, from where do you bother taking it out from on Shabbos? Mina echa, if you find in the sanctuary, mina ulam. It's in the antechamber to the sanctuary. Well, bein ulam is between the antechamber and the mizbeach. But you found in the rest of the story, you just leave it there to have the Shabbos, you cover it with a keli. It's not so good, fairlich. It's not so terrible. It's qualitatively, it's no different, except that it's less of a bizoyan. The base of Mikdash to have a dead sheretz elsewhere, so then you just put it, in that case, you just cover it with a keli. Here, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mokum Shechem is done a koreis. Any place where if you enter Tom, you're chayef, you do it for me to koreis. But she goes to chayef to do it unavertly, inavertly, chayef, chatas, Rishon Motzim also. From there you remove it, which means the entire Azorah. Not just beyond the Mizbech, but the entire Azorah, because if you enter the Tom, you get zapped. Rishon Kom Kom Kom, and everywhere else, Koyev Lo Paskatari, put a keli on top. Rabbi Shimon Omer, now this goes back, way back, to several Mishnahs ago. This goes back to the harp Mishnais. Says the Shem Mokum Shitil Chachamim, where Chachamim were matter to you, a Shvus Mishachonas Nuloch. They gave it to you yourself from your own. So Til Chachamim Shvus, because it's only matter by a case of Shvus. Now what everybody is referring to is way back when in the Masechta, way back when Rabbi Shimon said, if you leave the tchum 15 amos, you still go back, because he said the guys who measured the tchum around the cities, they weren't exact. They left leeway of up to 15 amos. So he says, that place where I was matir you, that's because I'm giving you your own thing, because they really weren't medactic in the meters to begin with. But over here, if a string in the harp becomes broken, then I'm not matir you. Because there I put on the strict letter of the law. Ain't not allowed to tie on Shabbos. If Shimon is not allowed to tie on the tie, slip knot, yes, but not tying. And he says, again, why am I making one place a machmir, another place? Where I make it's because they're really giving you what belongs to you. Here at machmir is because here there's nothing which belongs to you. You're trying to tie something by tying. This doesn't say, no, it's not a no common denominator to saying that they gave you an extra 15 amos. So it's no comparison between the two. Okay? Says more further. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha said that he used the belt. As Rabbi Yehuda says, he used the wooden tongs. Loni tseisa masher betuma. You're leaving tuma in the base of mitzvah for longer. How can you be matir there? Because until you get the tongs, there's going to be dead sheretz lying there. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yehuda countered, lo nimtzeisa marbe betuma, but now you're making more things tummy. If you're using the belt, so you're making the belt tummy, so that's worse to make more tuma. Amar lo, I'm sorry, Amar lo, mutav lavra mitzis lo sase. That was a very funny language. I don't understand exactly the etymology of it. But basically we're saying, shave al taisa adif. Better to sit and do nothing. That to be metame biyadai. That says, mutar lavora lo mitzas lo sase shlobos liyadi. Better to transgress a negative when it's not in my hand. Meaning that I don't do anything. Shave al taisa. Mitzvah Slosa say that to transgress a negative should bust the fun up with my own hands. In other words, it's true I'm waiting for the time. Meantime, I didn't do nothing. I was passive. The sheretz, I didn't bring it in. It fell on its own. It died on its own. But as opposed to a case where I actually pick it up with my belt, in that case, I'll get it out quicker. But on the other hand, Bekumva say, with my own hands, I'm being metameid. So that's his bad. He holds that it's more of a problem. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabun. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun said, "As your ilim plugta, kya ilim plugta." This the dichotomy between shev al tasa and not shev al tasa. It's traceable in other places as well, in other machlokos. The Tiatawan, for example, one we just recently had in the Bavli in Pesachim. Keta mafrishin chala betuma biyontif. How you separate chala from your matzah dough? When the dough is tummy on yontif. Now what's the problem? Chalat tmei is not suitable for anything. Can't give it to a kohen, right? So now it's bacon on yontif, because it's not suitable. Yet if you don't bake it, what's going to happen to it? It's going to become chametz. It's going to ferment. So what do you do with the chalat that's tummy? It was chalat or I bake it and give it to a kohen, but it's chalat tmei. What do I do with it? It's a big conundrum, right? So says the Gemara, it's a machlokas, of course. Says where Rabbi Lezer Omer, oh sorry, time case Rabbi Shul Chal Tumei Biyotiv, how you take Rabbi Yotiv? Rabbi Lezer Omer Lo Tikro Lo Shem, do not give it a name, mean don't designate it as Chala, at the Shetiyofi until you bake it. Now Rabbi Yisai, I'm afraid I learned the Bavli wrong. I don't remember what it says in Bavli, but here in the Yerushalmi, the way the Korban Eid explains it, not the Korban Eid, everybody explains it. When you bake it, you call it challah, because then it's ready matzah, or it's not going to become chametz. But it's not after you take it out of the oven. It's in the oven you call it challah. And you leave it in the oven. Why leave it in the oven? Because it's tummy, so what's going to happen? So it'll continue burning. That's fine. Let it burn. What else am I going to do with it? So you call it challah while it's in the oven. And you actually leave that part which you designate as challah in the oven. You don't take it out. Make sense? Because it's going to burn. What else could I do with challah tomato? Okay? So, loti kore lo shem ha-shtof, and don't call a name until it's baked. When it's baked, it's no longer become chametz. But then, of course, don't remove it from the oven. Just leave it there to burn. Bambisera says, you know what, take off the challah and put in cold water. And the cold water will keep it from rising until after the yontif is over. Now, here's a whole segment missing. If the Korban Eidah brings down the segment which is missing, the Korban Eidah is right one line below where it says, Peyom Ad Aleph, the third citation of Maseres Hashas. They have a Hey Gimel after that. You see that? Holy Garcia, Lutzone, the previous time held that you put it into the cold water, that was Ben Becerra. Rabbi Shulmer Lozo Chomet Shemusarim Alava by Rabbi Motze. There's not a time of Chomet which is transgressed by Rabbi Motze. Because who owns a challah? Not you. Kohen. And no specific Kohen owns it either. So therefore, Elam Mefrashisa, you set aside, Menichosa the Erev, and you leave it till nightfall, Menichmitza, and it becomes Chomet, because it's not your Chomet, you don't transgress. Okay, now going back to the Gemara, says more, Amr lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, you can leave it till can make it designated and leave it because it's not really yours. So he said to Rabbi Rabbi Lezer, who says he gave it a name in the oven. Lonim says the kasarif kachim yontif. Aren't you burning the chal on yontif? It's not really kachim, it's like kachim. You're burning the chal on yontif because you're leaving it in the oven. Leaving the oven is not the burning shalot tzorach. How can be matir such a thing? Amar lo, so he said, I'm a Rabbi Lezer, me laying in this trophy. I'm not burning it. Burns on its own. I left it there. Did I do a mice? I didn't do a mice. Amru lo, and he said it should be li Rabbi Yoshua. He said to Rabbi Yoshua, lo nimtzeis over aloi roya aloi motze. According to you, Rabbi Yoshua says that you allow it to ferment. Don't you transgress by roya by motze? So Amru lo, he said a funny thing. He said, yeah, don't you answer this by Raya by Motze? So he gives a funny answer. Rabbi Shua should have answered, it's not mine. It belongs to the Kohen, so I am transgressed by Raya by Motze. But he doesn't give that answer. He gives another answer. He says, on my law, Rabbi Shua responds, Mutav Lavra Mitzis Lo Sase Shalo Bas Liotcha Mitzis Lo Sase Shabas Lufanecha. It's better to be Shev Al Tase than Kum Vase. Meaning that I just let it sit there and it becomes Chametz. Better than you, who has it in the oven and there designates it as becoming challah, so you did an act of putting it in the oven in order to burn it. Shlo Torah. So my eitz is better. Because my eitz is you call it challah, right? But you leave it there, right? So it's everything is shev al taisa. You're not doing anything. Is that clear?
Leave it in the oven until
it becomes matzah, and then take it out. Because it's mukta. It's not suitable to eat. It's mukta. Okay. So again, he says the reason why I say let it become leave it there and let it become chametz and become chametz is because shev al tais is better. I don't know why he says this. He should say that it's not my by Rabbi Motze. It's a Kohen. It's not my problem. But that's not what he answers. All right. I don't know exactly. Says one further. Tamati, we learned over there. Similar case. And he told him Matanachas. You have carbonates which are supposed to have 1/3 kasada. Shesav, which got mixed in. Benitani Matnas. Matanachas, which kind of mix it with other buds, which are supposed to have one sprinkling on the mizbech. So you know some matanachas, do them both together one time. Arba matanar, one which is supposed to be sprinkled four times, you kind of mix it with one supposed to be sprinkled four times. Yosem arba, do four and four. Matan arba be matanachas. What are those that are supposed to be sprinkled four times? Got mixed with those supposed to be mixed and sprinkled once. Rabbi Lezer may no stumen arba. Two, four times, taka. Rabbi Shomer, no stumatan achas only one time. Amala Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua. Look, it doesn't say the Rabbi Shua. Amala Rabbi Lezer, Lain says over about Tigra. You're doing too few. Instead of four, you're doing one. It's not enough. It's about Tigra. You detract from the mitzvahs of the Torah. Rabbi Shua should have said, al contraire. Don't you say something about Tosif? Don't you transgress about Tosif? Because instead of what are you doing for? So says Rabbi Shua, take out the words on my law. Says Rabbi Shua, so why do I say only one? Mut of Lavar, it says, low tassi, shah, below bus, liyadi. It's better to transgress low tassi, which didn't cut man. It says, low tassi, shah, bus, liyadi. It says, low tassi, shah, kate man, meaning shave al tassi, adi. After one, I sit and refrain. That's better than doing four bekum vaseh, which potentially might lead you to problems. Okay, Tamati, we learned over there. Hichlis Rosh over Rubo. This is a fascinating case. I don't remember being brought down the Bavli at all. You have a Mitzorah. A Mitzorah has to have blood sprinkled on his toes, earlobes, right? Thumbs, toes, in three places. Thumbs, toes and earlobes, I think. I'm pretty sure, yeah, not earlobes. The what's that called?
Cartilage.
Tragus. What? Okay, on the. I mean, you didn't know what it was called. Neither did I. I used today in my afternoon share, I used the word tortfeasor. What? That nobody there. Nobody heard that word there. See, everybody has different words. Did you ever hear a tortfeasor before? Doctors have their words and lawyers have their words. What's the victim of a tort called? Okay. So he's got to put in. He's got to have blood sprinkled on the cartilage, the tragus, on the thumbs and on the toes. Problem is now to go in the base of Mikdash because he's coming. Mechusar Kippurim, to be more precise. So how does he get it sprinkled? So he stands by the door of the Azora, and first he sticks it in his head, the right side. First he sticks it in his head, and then he sticks it in his thumb, and then he sticks it in his leg. Rabbanan say you can mix it to put in all three at once. Probably quite a sight. Okay? Shiny color, yeah. Okay? So it says Gemara, Rosh of Nosat Nuchozno. First you put in your head and put on the cartilage. Yada, then your hand, Nosat Bo Yada, put on the thumb. Rather, then you put in your foot. Okay, one at a time. Rabbanan all you put in all three at once. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan all you put in all three at once. No, the opposite. Rabbanan all you put in one at a time. Rabbi Yehuda holds you put in all three at once. Mechavashi tosa Rabbi Yehuda. It's a contradiction, Rabbi Yehuda. Tamanoimer osu laharim. Now, the word harim in this context is very funny. Laharim means usually you can't cheat. So here it means you can't use the loophole. What it means is Rabbi Yehuda says you can't put in all three at once. V'kamar mutter. But here Rabbi Yehuda says you can use a loophole. What loophole can you use? Shave out Tyson. You can wait until you get the tongs and leave the tomb in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? There, you can't put all three in at once. Right? That means you can't put it, even though, how should I put it? You can't put all three at once.
What's that? Make a mistake?
Yeah, there you can put through all three at once. All three at once, so that means,
what's also the Ari?
No, so I made a mistake. Also, it means you can't leave the tomb on the base of Mikdash. I'm not sure what the derivation is. So there, you put in all three at once in order to leave the tomb on the base of Mikdash as little as possible. But here he says you can wait for the wooden tongs, which might take all day to find. So it's a contradiction. There he wants all three in at once. Head, thumb, and foot. To get everything done ASAP. Here he says you can wait till you get the time, so it's a contradiction, right? And of course the question Rabbanan too. And the Girsu in the Gemara is messed up. Let's go now to the Korban Eda to get the right Girsu. Eight lines to the bottom. So says more Tamon Hachi Garcia. See that Hachi Garcia? Tamon there. Says more, no, there it's in order that it shouldn't be metame the Azora three times by entering three separate times. But here, the tomb is already on the inside. You're not being metame anything, you're not doing anything, it's already there, so it's not comparable. Now, what about the contradiction, Rabbanan? The Chavashitas and the Rabbanan. Tamar and Mimutar, and there they say you can do it in three separate times. And you can tarry, so to speak. You say now to tarry, you have to quickly take it out with your belt. You're not allowed to leave it in and wait for the tongs. So why there we patient in here not? So there's more time on Shema Yachdis Rosh of Rubo. There we don't let him do all three at once, because we let him do all three at once, he might put in the head and the majority of his torso. And he puts in the head and the majority of his torso, he's doing a Chiyuv Karetz. Inadvertently, perhaps, he's doing a Chiyuv Karetz, right? Mishum Baram Hacha, but here, Mishum Machdis Kalim Tmeim Bamikdosh. Here, the problem is that you might bring Kalim Tmeim the base on Mikdosh. That's not a problem. Now, Kalim Tmeim base, which should be the Avnate. It's not a problem. Epshalot Tase below shows below Tumah. Because here, you just quickly take it out as soon as possible, right? You take out the Avnate ASAP. Holding the tongs for either. The having your hand, so you not be tarry. There again, we don't let you do all three at once because we're afraid you're going to put your Rosh of Rubo in. Here we're not afraid. Here, what's the problem? That you're making an Avnei Tomei and leaving Beis Hamikdash, you just speed out of there as soon as possible. Okay.
Bottom
two are
going to be
tummy.
Two areas of
tumah
are there while
you're
there.
Right.
If you do one at a time,
but that's not what's matar anyway. The putting of the blood is not matar. You still have to bring korbanos afterwards. It's still mechutzah before you. It's part of the process in progress. So it's not that each part becomes Torah in turn. It doesn't work that way. Later on, it becomes Torah. It's just part of the process, not the full process.
You're looking for the tongues, in case of glass.
Yeah, okay, but it still takes time to run to get the glass, whereas the Avnei takes no time. That's because wait, that's what I'm going to say. It's quick, so therefore it's not a problem of leaving two in the base of Mikdash. Amar Lo, Rabbi Yehuda said, ultimately, Mutu, going back to the Gemara now, four lines to the bottom. Amar Lo, Mutu Lo Lav or Mitzvah Slosa, say, Shalom Bas Liyado. It's better to transgress if it's low tassi, which doesn't come to hand, if it's low tassi, she must have fun. In other words, to wait for the tongs is shave out taisa. Meantime, you're not being matami anything else. However, to take something into the avne, that's a kumva say, you're making something tome, so every Rabbi Yehuda rejects that. Now, the Yerushalmi comes to lomdish thing. Cute question. Let's say that the parameters are mokum shchev lo koris, in other words, dazora. So you took the sheretz outside the Azor. Once you're allowed to take it outside the Azor, you're allowed to take it outside the entire base on Mikdash, though. Right? Because it's in your hand. You take it to wherever you can. What if you took it out of the Azor, and it fell into Ezra's Noshim? So it's not Chayiv Koris. Can it pick it up again and continue with it out? Or since it fell somewhere, now where L'chatchili you wouldn't take it out, that's it. You can't pick it up and take it out again. So says Yushami, Kvarniris Lotzeis. Right? It's already suitable to take out, so you can continue taking out. What about now? Okay, fine. Says Yushami, fine. Now I can pick it up and take it out, even though it fell inadvertently. What about Matzis Acher Betito? What if there was another dead rat in the Ezra's Noshim? Now, dead rat number one you found in the Azara, so you can take it out. Dead rat number two is in the Ezra's Noshim. All you can do is put out a clay keli on it. What happens if inadvertently, of course, you drop the first rat next to the second rat? So the first rat you'll have to pick up and take it, continue taking out. Okay, once you're there, Miko, then you take out the first rat, can you take out the second rat? Okay? Oeno Motzi, Elash and Nira, let's say, so you can only take out the one which was originally suitable. Now, the Yushami digresses, but according to the Mefarshim, it's digressing with a purpose. Who are you, Oimer? I mean, it's to say, Tzvas, Bitzvas, Ovat. You can only make a tongs with the tongs. We just had this in the Bavli. You can only make a tongs with the tongs. Ah, it's Avtika Maid Maisa Mahavis. So how did the first tongs get made? Beerus Havis, created during Sheshes May Breshes. Okay? Amrei Chanina, Kumi Rai Mono, Uma At Amarlo. Why are you saying this to us? What do we care about how you make tongs? So he says, in response, Mitzavta Achas Lomdu Kamets Vossos. From one tongs, you make several tongs. Because here, Mishvisa achas lomdu kama shvisos. From one tisa drabbanan, meaning the heter for this drabbanan, you can learn several ateres. So just like you can make from one tongs many tongs, so too, if you have one heter to take out a rat, you can take out many rats together with that one rat.
Okay.
Okay, that's how he learns it. There are other ways of learning it, but that's the way. That's the nicest way I saw of learning it.
I'm happy to read the Rabbanan came from Shishas and Migrations.
Right. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it's going on a. It's not a kula, but it's a chumrah. He says that the tzvas, you will make several tzvasos from it, right? And so too he says that from one issa de rabbanon you make several issurim de rabbanon, and he says it's going on the string in the harp which got severed in the Beis Hamikdash. And he said that I don't remember how he learns. I don't remember. Let's just gloss over it. So enough. Tomorrow night we start Pesachim.